Day one.
Yeah, I think just a baked potato would be great. And a Starbucks coffee, please. Okay, Starbucks is not on the food plan. I'm so sorry. Can you hold on just 1 second? The nurse just came in.
Hi, James. Hi. Is there by any chance an air freshener?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. There are two things happening in the room. One is that my mom is trying to get out of bed constantly. And the second thing are bowel movements. Not my bowel movements, her bowel movements. So many bowel movements. You wish that it was like cohesive, thick poop, but it's not. It's diarrhea. And I don't know if it's the stroke. I don't know if it's the antibiotics that she's on, but she is going to the bathroom in her bed. And I am in a room I cannot leave. And my little baby toddler bed, which is pretty much like my apartment at this point, is only 2 feet away from her bed. So it's not even really that the toilet is in the corner of the room, but rather the whole room is the toilet now. And I'm in the whole toilet. So yeah, I asked James, maybe if he could go find me some air freshener.
Okay, so that's a no on the Starbucks, but it is like right there. It's like right next to the fountain drinks.
Just so you know, I know the Starbucks is right next to the fountain drinks because my mom and dad go into the hospital all the time. I'm super duper familiar with the hospital cafeteria.
I'm so sorry, just 1 second. The nurse just came back in.
What is this, James? James has handed me a comically small, bespoke glass container of a tincture of some kind. It's about the size of a thimble, the bottle. It's peppermint oil, not a spray, an oil that I meant to put under my nose like I'm in Shakespeare time and I'm walking behind dead people.
James, it's absolutely perfect. Thank you so much. So what kind of coffee is on the plan? Folgers.
Crystals.
It's fantastic. That's great. Okay, so a baked potato and some Folgers crystals with some hot water. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Day two. James, I want you to know that I know you are not concierge and that this is not a hotel. However, I do have a favor. Would it be okay if my brother drops some stuff off outside for me and someone can bring it up here? Just like some basic stuff, like a pillow, a comfy blanket, an extra change of clothing, maybe like some skincare or like a face scrub and some books and like a yoga mat and then my yoga blocks and maybe some Pilates bands, just like some really basic stuff. Would that be okay if my brother drops some of those things off and someone could bring it? Okay. That would be really great, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Mother, I need you to stay in bed. Yeah. Day three. I'm finally asleep. I'm so comfortable. I'm so blissed out. I hear like all this noise going on behind me, and I'm thinking, gosh, I'm sitting on the L-shaped couch in the living room we had growing up. It was puffy and maroon and ugly. And so comfortable. And what I loved doing on that couch was sleeping while everyone else in the family fluttered around the house. Like my mom would be cooking things like meatloafs and chicken fantastic, and I could hear her cooking and the clanking of the dishes. And every now and then she would come in to see what I was doing and I would respond, I'm sleeping. I loved being part of the action, but also being asleep at the same time. It just felt extra cozy. Moments later, I realize I am not on the L-shaped couch and the sound of people talking are nurses. And one of the nurses informs me that my sweet, sweet mother has shimmied her mouth down to where her hands are strapped down and she has yanked out her breathing tube. So the loud noise I heard was not my mother belting out Sweet Caroline, but rather my mother belting out her breathing tube. And luckily she is okay. She can breathe on her own. Great. This is great. Mom, I'm so sorry that I was sleeping while you were extubating yourself. I'm going to try not to do that next time. Day four. Good morning, everyone! Exclamation point. This is the Judy Sue update. She is doing really, really great, exclamation point. So this is great, exclamation point. No sleep last night, laugh emoji. We should be able to move to rehab tomorrow. Thanks for the support. Heart, heart, heart. Hey, James. I want you to know that I know you are not a postal employee and that this is not a post office. However, I have another favor. My sister, Sisterly, the one that lives in Los Angeles, she sent a Harry and David's breakfast buffet for two, and she said that it was delivered yesterday. Do you know where something like that might be? She's just slightly obsessed with making sure that we get it. She just wants things to be nice. Do you think that you can ask around? Day five. I figured it out. We are prisoner princesses. We can't go anywhere, but everyone is very nice to us. I get food delivered 3 times a day. I still ask for Starbucks and they always say no, but it's just like this little silly fun time game I play with the cafeteria staff. The ICU nurses clean up my mother every time she goes to the bathroom. I've got my peppermint oil. When I use the bathroom myself, which I have named the toilet of shame, and someone comes in the room, with as much dignity as I can muster, I say from behind the shame curtain, "I'm in the bathroom," and then they wait in the hall for me to finish. What I know needs to happen is that I need to stay in a good mood for everyone. There are things I know I have to do for myself to be able to maintain and deliver the level of upbeatness that people have come to rely on me for. So I take dance classes at the foot of her bed like a real weirdo, and I just put the music in my earbuds, and then it's like I'm having my own silent disco with weird tiny little movements in the ICU room.
I get together with my creativity comrades. Hi, everybody. I do have something to share today. I am in a car with fear, too afraid to let it, her, say anything. As if for me, right now, she is not allowed to have a voice at all. Fear is not a passenger with me, but rather a hostage, tied, gagged, and bound in the trunk of my car while driving to the dump. Rather than give her any voice, it is clear I would rather commit imaginary murder.
Classes start, and I teach from the ICU room. Hey, genderbenders! In this course, we're going to be exploring, yes, the gender of people, but also concepts, objects, and materiality. Just one second. Mom, I need you to stay in bed. Yeah, mother. Oh, thank you, James. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry about that, everyone. Gender. I meditate on my yoga blocks. I do yoga on my yoga mat. I do my skincare. This terrible scenario is not that bad. Because there's also all these people around, doctors and nurses and custodial staff and the cafeteria staff and all the therapists, like physical and occupational, swallow, respiratory, speech. While they are giving excellent care to my mom, they're also doing things like making jokes, letting me bawl and cry in front of them, and answering my I can't even begin to imagine how many annoying questions, and doing things like trying to help me find the lost box of Harry and David's breakfast buffet for two that my sister will not stop asking about. We are prisoner princesses and we are fine. Day 6. Not great. Not a great night. No. She tried to get out of bed so many times. Apparently, I am one of those people that needs to sleep. I didn't know that about myself, but apparently I am. And I'm fine and nauseously exhausted and it's fine. James brings in my breakfast. I eat a little food and I fall asleep on the counter. I see the familiar green mermaid logo, a Starbucks drip coffee that James has snuck into the ICU, coffee contraband, if you will. And I have to tell you, I really needed that Starbucks.
Day 7. Happy Easter, everyone! Exclamation point. My Easter wish is that she only goes to the bathroom in the bed twice as opposed to 5 times today. Ha, ha, ha. There was a huge storm last night, so the hospital is on backup generators. This will delay us leaving ICU and going to rehab. Laugh emoji, bunny rabbit, poop emoji, laugh, stunned. Day 8. The missing box of Harry and David's breakfast buffet for two has arrived. Look, Mother, we've got scones and muffins and lemon curd. And Mother, look, she sent us a quiche that, according to the instructions here, says that this quiche needs to be cooked at 450 degrees for 30 minutes. James, was there an oven delivered with this box by any chance?
Day 9. I'm speaking with Dr. Robeson. This is the first time that I have met him. He's telling me the healing that my mother is going through is so incremental that it will occur like nothing is happening, but that she is in fact doing well and getting better. All I can think is, wouldn't this make the most adorable meet-cute story that's ever existed? I'm hoping that he finds the smell of peppermint oil and poop something of an aphrodisiac. I hope he thinks that women who shower are so passé. I hope he finds the matted tumbleweed that is now my hair alluring. When he leaves, even though I'm not supposed to, I lean my head out of the room and watch him as he walks down the hallway. I have got to get out of this room soon.
Day 10! Goodbye, tiny green couch. Goodbye, tiny sliver of sky. And goodbye, my dear, dear toilet of shame. We are finally going to rehab.
So, James, when are we leaving, actually? When is that going to happen?
What? Hey, Jane. Yeah, it's Andrea here. Hi. What I've seen in my mother's eyes in my lifetime is happiness, joy, silliness, anger, sadness, things like this. What I have never, ever seen in her eyes before is hopelessness. And it is there now. I've been able to get some of this hopelessness out of her eyes in the past few days. So I'm going to need to go to rehab with her so I can keep working on this. That's my job here. Can I please do that? Great. Thank you.
Goodbye, ICU. Hello, rehab.